If we were to go back and examine what Jesus was teaching and training the disciples in Matthew 15 through 18, and all throughout his ministry, we might notice one major difference between his discipleship and what we see in a lot of churches and discipleship programs. Jesus taught and trained his disciples about himself. Now, this was not some narcissistic egomaniac. Remember, Jesus has already told us that he spoke and taught and did as the Father told him to do. God the Father loved his own with an intense and deep love, so that when he sent Jesus into the world to be our sacrifice for sin and to be our life through the resurrection, God had put in Jesus all the treasures of wisdom and love and compassion and resolve and discernment and hope, so that none of those things could be gained outside of Christ. In other words, when you get Christ, you get it all. So watch this. In John chapter 16, verses 13 and 14, it says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you." So to whom will the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, be pointing our hearts and minds? He'll be pointing our hearts and minds to Jesus. There's nothing we need for the fullness of life that is outside of Jesus, or distinct from Jesus, or separated from Jesus. When a person is in Christ, they have it all. The benefits of salvation and the benefits of Christ are not separated from Christ. Neither do you have to progress in different stages of holiness to get more and more benefits. This is not like some Nintendo game where you gain more toys or more weapons if you pass certain levels. All of it is now yours if you're in Christ. We must believe it and walk in it. So what's our discipleship going to look like since we have the Holy Spirit of God living in us? It will look like us learning and loving and pointing to Jesus more and more. When you pray today, please remember Kendra Barnett, one of our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Fair Life Word broadcast that's heard in Burkina Faso and Ghana.